8 of the 10 largest outbreaks in the country right now are in prisons, and that includes Marion County Correctional Center in Ohio, where some 2,000 inmates have tested positive. And now the virus has spread beyond the prison and into the community. Joining us now is Tracy Kinsler, Public Health Commissioner for Marion County. And Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Tracy, let's start with the prison. Some 80% of inmates there are testing positive. Most are asymptomatic. What's the latest there?
We're up to well over 2,000. I want to say about 2,030 people or so that are inmates. And then we have about 121 community cases, and 70 of those are related to the MCI outbreak. They're the employees of the prison.
Mm-hmm. But to give context here, the numbers in your county are spiking because the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction decided to test nearly everyone in the prison, regardless of symptoms. Do you know why they decided to do that?
I think that they decided to do that because it gave them the best chance to separate and isolate people who are diagnosed with COVID from people who test negative.
Yeah. We're reading that the prison only has 9 infirmary beds. Do your local hospitals have enough capacity if the number of inmates gets seriously ill?
The Department of Rehabilitation and Correction contracts with Ohio State University, which is in Columbus. And so they have dedicated space there for the inmates. So far, they have had the capacity to do that at Ohio State. Certainly, yeah. If they don't and they need our local hospital, we're all willing to support and step in however we can here in Marion to do our part.
Yeah. Now there are more than 100 cases in the community, and half of those have been tied to the prison workers, as you mentioned. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that happened?
Even with their best efforts at the prison to clean, disinfect, have people wear masks and gloves, it's so contagious that we're going to continue to see this, I think. They have around 475 employees or so, and I want to say it's getting close to 200 that have tested positive. So I would expect that number to continue to rise. And then, of course, the majority of those people live in Marion County, so we see that as community cases here locally.
I know that there are several nursing homes in your area. You've expressed concern that a prison employee spouse could, for instance, work at one of these homes and then the disease could be spread that way. How do you stop something like that?
The Ohio Department of Health supplied local health departments with a stock of test kits. And so we made the decision that those kits needed to go to our nursing homes so they could immediately test anybody that they felt might be symptomatic so that we can catch it right away. And then they're being very vigilant with their employees. If they have been in contact with somebody who is a positive case, they're having them quarantine. And I would say that, you know, I feel like the people who have been positive from the MCI outbreak, for the most part, have been very cooperative and very willing to do their part. As we continue to grow in the outbreak, if nursing homes get to sort of that point where they're at critical staffing levels and they have to make those hard decisions about bringing people back to work, that's when we're going to start to see our level of concern go up even further, that they may be bringing people back too early, and then that will just contribute to another outbreak.
Yeah. What resources do you need from the state of Ohio and really the federal government to help keep this outbreak in your county contained?
One of our biggest problems still is personal protective equipment. We're hoping that now that's going to start to speed up and we'll be getting the PPE that we need. We just got a shipment from our stockpile on Friday, and it had a lot of masks in there. So we immediately started delivering those to nursing homes. They have been really struggling with PPE. Even for the guards and the nursing staff at the prison and the inmates themselves, they all need that PPE. It's vital for them to have that so that they don't continue to spread it. I feel like that's the way that we're going to start to contain the virus.
And are there any PPE within the prisons now, or are you all just starting to deliver or request those specifically for the prisons?
They do have PPE in the prison. from my understanding, just like everybody else, they've been using it multiple times, reusing it, just like our hospital workers have had to do in the past. So I hope that they're getting what they need that way from the state. We're not in on a lot of those calls because it's a state agency. So they work directly with the Ohio Department of Health and the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. And then they reach out to us at the local level when they need that support.
That's Tracy Kinsler. She's the Public Health Commissioner for Marion County. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.